Hello, listeners. This is Paula Scataloni. Transformative Harmonics is an academy for individual and planetary healing rooted in ancient wisdom and modern science. We are here for those who are interested in being guided back to soul so they can step into their signature frequency and be in service of humanity. If you've been looking for a place to land and settle down, develop community, and dive into the psyche and soma in a way that is supportive, trauma-informed, and integrative, then our programs are here for you now. Our monthly membership circle is available for those looking for a one or twice a month option for themselves and supported by my writings and somatic practices and sound journeys through Substack. Our immersive program is a deep dive into your own, your ancestral, and the collective, so you can go through your own initiation and transformation into your signature frequency with a small, intimate cohort. These groups are closed, and they only open every other month. So please reach out to me if you're interested in one of our upcoming groups. If any of these programs feel like they resonate with you, go to my website, paulascataloni.com, and fill out an application or sign up for a discovery call. I'm happy to meet with you and give you more information to help you make your decision. We would love to meet you and bring your wisdom into the circle.
Welcome. I'm your host, Paula Scataloni, the founder of Transformative Harmonics, a podcast that offers listeners a synthesis of ancient wisdom and modern science.
Good morning. I'm Paula Scataloni. Welcome back to a solo episode of Transformative Harmonics. It's lovely to be with you again today. I have my tea this morning. It's early. But I felt compelled to keep going with this solo series and just get some of the teaching points out there for those that haven't been able to join one of my classes. I think that it's important information for people to have access to. And so I'm just finding the ways to share it. So if you're coming on new, I'd like to start, as I usually do, by inviting you to begin to take a look around and slow down and shift into a place of receptivity before we begin. Often in our current world, we are doing a lot of consuming of information. Even these helpful podcasts and shows that are out there are still providing more information. And we can get stuck in patterns of stuffing ourselves or trying to, you know, bring that information in, but forgetting that we have to clear some space first. And so the clearing of the space, as you hear my voice slow down, is about noticing the nervous system, how quickly you're breathing, if you're breathing at all. Noticing what you're in relationship with in a given moment. We're always in relationship with something. Many of us are in relationship with the mind and the efforting to consume. So I invite you to take a moment if you're not driving. Even if you're driving, you could do this. Just cast your gaze out beyond the what's right in front of you and take in the edges of the room, or if you are near nature, cast your gaze out. So expand. And the simple gesture of just moving your gaze out starts to work with the nervous system to bring you out of more of what we would call a defensive stance into what we call exploratory orienting. Animals do this when they are assessing the scenery around them. And we as humans are always assessing on just bringing your awareness to your capacity to do that. And as your eyes take in what's around you, I'll invite you also to be aware at a very physical level of what you're in relationship with. What's underneath you, what's supporting you in the chair, in the car seat, on the couch. And I would like to invite you to consider that as a relationship. I'm in relationship with the couch, the chair, or the floor, or the ground. And then we might ask ourselves, you know, how well am I allowing this structure to support me? Am I allowing myself to exhale? So I really feel this experience of being supported. And for many of us who function in a more self-reliant stance or way or organization, the concept of receiving support, even if we are talking about a chair or the ground, is foreign, can be foreign, can be difficult. So even as we're arriving together, there's some teaching points here around how receptive am I to receiving support? And if I know it's a challenge, can I just simply start with the furniture, the ground, the earth, something easy that might bring me into more awareness where I can start to practice this at a very body-based level? And you'll notice as I speak to you, my voice moves from the slower pace and moves up and down in my inflection. And so I'm starting to use my voice and prosody and cadence to also invite you to slow down. And this is also something you can pay attention to for yourself or for any conversation that you have. These are all very natural ways that we can use the organicity of our own system, our internal system, to cultivate more regulation for ourselves. These are our internal computer program. And I'm simply bringing your awareness to it so you can be more mindful of it on a given day and in a given moment. Now, those of us that are practitioners of body-based methods, or if you have a foundation in being aware of the nervous system, it simply becomes a way of life. For the average person, it's something that needs to be cultivated over time. So we didn't start with this capacity unless we were trained as a sometimes athlete or dancers or people who need to know at a very deep level what a particular muscle or aspect of the body is doing, maybe a body worker. Yeah. So we're drawing from many of these fields to learn how to be more masterful, have mastery over how we use our body and how it, our awareness of our nervous system and how it can influence us and support us. So with that comes a very also simple and profound teaching that for me came through my study of somatic experiencing when I started in 2013. And it's simply that one of the major things we're learning in our evolution of consciousness is that we as humans have very little capacity to tolerate emotional states. Even those of us who may call ourselves providers are being stretched and asked to be more embodied in our roles and to study how we contract against life. And given the state of the world right now, there's a lot of opportunities for contraction. Now, one of the tools I use in my class a lot is this. It's called a Hoberman sphere. And it opens and closes by simply pulling it. I like the tool because it gives us an example of when I'm talking about contraction. I'm talking about a state of stuckness in the organism of the human body or in the mind. Your beliefs can be contracted. Or in the self, you're pulling back and keeping yourself small. Okay, these are all contracted states. When we move into what the word right now you're probably hearing a lot is heart coherence or heart centered, or tapping into what we would call our sacred intelligence, which is a heart-led path, we're being invited into states of expansion. Okay, these states, which in internal family systems we may call compassion, competence, connectivity, curiosity, are all expanded states of consciousness. So we're being invited to cultivate that within ourselves and to utilize our capacity to find those states and to bring those to the places where we are contracted. Now, what causes contraction, as I mentioned earlier, contraction can be a contracted thought, such as, I don't like this, this shouldn't be happening, or something is good or bad, or something's wrong, or can be beliefs that we have about ourselves that leave us in states of contraction. I'm alone. I'm powerless. I'm overwhelmed. These are contracted states and thoughts together. And in these contracted states and thoughts, the body, the physiology, is functioning in what we would identify as states of fight, flight, or freeze. Freeze being the most extreme. And when you can function in freeze, it doesn't mean that you're not functioning. You can function in it. What that looks like is that state of separateness that you might feel is experienced as a disconnection from yourself. I'm disconnected from my emotions. I don't have emotions. I don't have reactions. I don't cry. Or I feel numb. Or I feel tired. Right? I look around at what's happening in the world and I just feel tired. Maybe I feel some overwhelm, which is more a fight-flight reaction. And then at some point I shift into I'm just tired. And so that it shows up in the physiology that way. It shows up as I don't really know if I'm hungry or full. I don't really have cues for my hunger. Or I have a lot of physiological reactions to anything that I put in my system. My system doesn't know what to do with the external environment and it's coming in, whether that external environment is food, whether it's technology, whether it doesn't know how to respond to it because it's on overload all the time. So I'm having physiological reactions and symptomology as a reflection of that, what's called the allostatic load. So these are kind of concrete ways to explore for yourself and start asking that question, you know, am I in a contracted state and do I have these moments of expansion? Now in somatic experiencing, those moments of expansion, we call them resources. Those can be external resources, things that you do that create states of expansion, like something you engage in that really brings you into a state of flow or joy or peace. Can be a hobby, can be your love of something, art or music or playing with your animals or going hiking or writing. Resources can also be times in your life where you felt really good about yourself or really connected to yourself at a deep level. Resources can also be a person in your life who, when you're near them, you felt safe. You felt a lack of threat. So knowing what these resources are really important for cultivating the state of expansion I'm talking about. In a more current perspective, many of us, like myself, are talking about your connection to source intelligence as a resource, your connection to states of compassion and love and presence that is beyond the ego. I call it your embodied wisdom, right? It's more attuned to opening up your pathways of intuition in connection to this deep intelligence that we all have. But we can't find that if we're in states of contraction, right? Because states of contraction are associated with the ego and they're associated with our wounds of our inner child. So when we start to embark on this path of heart-centered embodiment, heart-centered leadership, the beginning phase of that is unpacking the things that have caused us to live in a contracted state. And that first phase for me is really about inner child work and healing some of the places within ourselves that have led us to function in a contracted state. And this state perpetuates, it fuels from the bottom up a sense of fear, a sense of hypervigilance, what we call it anxiety. It's like an underlying anxiety that's running through the nervous system. And you can't medicate it away and you can't talk yourself out of it because it's part of your, because I think of things as frequencies, it's a frequency that's running in your energetic field around the whole body. Sometimes it's a frequency where we're just born into it. And sometimes it's a frequency that has to do with our ability and our neurological platform around sensory integration. Sometimes it has to do with that early environment and the degree to which our caregiver helped to shape our vagus nerve so that it was myelinated and had more of a resiliency and a robustness, and basically taught us and trained us into another frequency, one that was more robust and that perceived safety at a very fundamental level. So you can see as I'm talking about this, there's layers and layers. I'm going to go back to just the simple concept of contraction and expansion. Okay. So to leave you, why am I talking about this? I think it's important as you're entering your journey, you're thinking, okay, well, where am I on this journey? What's happening? Why is Paula using sound? Why am I speaking broadly about the role of sound right now in supporting humanity? Well, sound has the capacity to support us in starting to lubricate this process of expansion and contraction, starting to lubricate where the system inside of us, our thoughts, our emotions, our physiology. So we start to find this natural capacity to expand and contract without having to effort so much. And sound is something that you ingest. So it is a receptive process that we have to allow it to happen. So if you're using sound and nothing's happening, sometimes that can be because there's an active defense within your own physiology that's not allowing it to happen. And then we'll see a lot of reactions to sound when that happens. So I work a lot with people to help them come into a receptive state before they even start to listen to music. I think of it as vitamins or nourishment that's coming into the system. And so we work with the psyche and the body to prepare the body to ingest music, whether that is acoustic music that we're using, sounds with words, or whether that's technology that's been adapted and frequencies have been cultivated to be aligned and so your nervous system perceives it as safe as it comes in, or whether it's natural sounds in your environment. Regardless, your physiology and your system is making a decision in that moment. Do I want to ingest this? So when we bring awareness to that and we consent and say, yes, I want this sound to come in and influence me, this resource, and I'm going to bring my curiosity and I'm going to allow myself to soften, to receive, to experience, see, feel, hear, experience, whatever comes up through this listening. Then we have more on board with us, more consent at various levels that then exponentiates or allows us to move into deeper states of change. So these are small teaching points that I'm offering today in this segment to give you a bite so you can chew on and ingest what feels right for you based on where you are in your journey at this point. Whether that's journey is at the beginning and you're just learning about the language of somatics or the body, or you're just learning how to identify sensations in the body, or you're beginning to understand the depth of which sound can be healing and can be part of, it can be one of the resources we use in this larger transformational shift that many of us are embarking on. So what I will do in my show notes is put a PDF for those that are coming in new about the language of sensation and how to begin to track your body and your emotions and your physiology through this language. I'll put a link to some of the low-cost programs that will teach you about somatics and trauma, because I think that's a foundational piece that many people are still new to that information. And there's many low-cost options at this point for learning about the nervous system. And then for those that have already started to use sound and have a basic ability to track the body and track your emotions, then there'll be a link to my website where we are, you know, taking up to the next level, and we're utilizing sound to gently do this to the body and start to bring us into states of expansion, help us to see where we're contracted as we start to slowly, one by one, you know, work through those layers where there's still stuckness. Maybe that's the fascia, maybe it's in the bones, maybe it's a certain side of the body or part of the body. But that is generally what we do, is we are literally, figuratively, energetically retuning the body and the biofield so that the whole system does this on its own. And that's really what coherence is. Coherence is when all the systems are simultaneously doing this together, and every cell of your body is doing this in the way that it was designed to do in its most optimal state. So thank you for spending time. I hope this was helpful, and I look forward to seeing you in my next solo episode.